Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Are you President Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, then go ahead, please.
Hello.
Johnson?
Yes.
My name's Leonard Clark. I'm sorry I bothered you, but I kind of felt it important to call you. Do you mind? I'm a student at San Jose State College, and I called to ask you a very special favor. I'm a very good Democrat, and tonight we ran into kind of a problem. And that was that we needed a little bit of help, and we couldn't get it from the United States government, and therefore I felt that if I could get it from anybody, I could get it from Lyndon B. Johnson. Are you there? Sir?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
The president has gone to bed. Could we take a message?
No, I'm sorry, you can't.
What message was it?
I'd like to speak to him, please.
Well, it'd be impossible tonight. He's already retired.
I see. And when could I?
I'd be real pleased to take a message.
Well, as a matter of fact, my message, I don't know, you're about 2 hours ahead of us in California, aren't you?
That's correct.
Well, sir, as I said before, maybe I could tell you, maybe you could do something.
All right.
A friend of mine very much needs to get to Germany to meet another friend who's in a little bit of trouble. And I live in California. I go to San Jose State College. I'm a student, and I really can't afford this call. But I feel it necessary. We can't get in touch with the United States government to get him a visa, a special visa, so he can leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. And therefore, I felt that we should be able to get it anywhere, somewhere, and if we could get it anywhere, it would be through you.
Well, of course, I think that's impossible, too, because the offices are all closed in Washington. I thought you identified yourself as Senator-elect George Murphy.
We did that just to get through, I'm sorry.
All right. But I think it'd be impossible to help you this late.
Well, I don't know if it would be or not. I fully voted Democrat for the first time in my life, and fully ticket, and I think I should be able to entitled to some rights. I know I'm not entitled to speak to the president, but I'm entitled to something, just a little consideration somewhere, because my very good friend was a Goldwater fan, and I'm trying to convince him in the first place that us Democrats aren't too bad. But whether this sounds irrational or not, I'm sorry about the late hour, but we desperately need to get him to Germany in the morning, being that he needs to help a friend who needs help very badly. And all the government offices, at least in San Francisco, are closed.
Well, they're closed here also. And they, of course, have been closed for a longer period of time in Washington.
Right. But the point is that I'd like to put him on a plane, at least tonight or early in the morning, and have him get to New York and get his visa there in New York.
Well, of course, he would have to go through the channels. You understand that.
Oh,
but a visa to West, are you talking about West Germany or East Germany?
West Germany, naturally.
Well, this would be no particular problem if he'd have a few hours in New York.
He just wants to go for the weekend.
All right. We'll just have him check in with the offices when he gets in New York.
I see. He doesn't have to have any layover there.
Well, what do you mean? You mean his flight schedule calls for no layover?
Right. I mean, would it call for it as far as the State Department is concerned?
Well, he'd have to have the proper time for identification.
If we can be guaranteed of a passport where he could get, or a visa, rather.
Well, of course, you understand that they have to have certain information before they issue visas. It's just not a mail order situation, or you cannot hand it over the phone.
Right.
You have to furnish such information as a birth certificate and a certificate from a doctor that certain shots have been had.
Yes, he's had all those.
Well, all he'd have to do is have his certificates and his birth certificate and present them, and it can be processed. It generally is in a matter of an hour or two.
I see.
But that's just a normal run. Nothing unusual about that.
There isn't. No. I see. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.